אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom Australia, good morning to you Nita and good morning to all your listeners. We begin this morning with the outdoor services in Sydney marking Yom Kippur last week. I spoke about a tale of two cities with the Department of Health in Melbourne rejecting a request for Victorian Jews to be able to mark Yom Kippur with outdoor services. It was a very different story in Sydney with New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard allowing outdoor gatherings for Yom Kippur, and the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies has thanked members of the Sydney Jewish community for following health orders at these outdoor gatherings. It comes after the Board of Deputies, in consultation with the Rabbinical Council of New South Wales and with New South Wales Health, received permission from Health Minister Brad Hazzard to allow these outdoor services to occur on Rosh Hashanah for shofar blowings and also 15-minute outdoor services on Yom Kippur, of course, in compliance with public health orders. The CEO of the Jewish Board of Deputies, Darren Bark, he has thanked members of the community for following the rules in place and allowing all of us to commemorate this memorable new year together. He says, while it was not a normal year for the High Holy Days, we thank our community for navigating the restrictions required in the public health orders in good faith. He says, we give thanks to New South Wales Police for assisting with ensuring that these restrictions were observed. And he also thanked the Health Minister for providing this exemption and for allowing our religious observances to take place.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Jewish Update with Nitza Lowenstein. Evan, you were talking about the services on Yom Kippur. We didn't have it better in Sukkot, and now Simchat Torah is coming. We are still under a lockdown in Sydney and in Melbourne, and our Melbourne listeners experience on top of it earthquake. But talking about COVID-19 casualties, are also people that are living at the Redfern Towers in Sydney, where there are quite a few Jewish residents there.
Yes, that's right, Nita. My own grandma included, she lives in the Redfern area, and Jewish organizations are continuing to monitor the COVID-19 situation at three public housing towers in Redfern after more than 20 residents were diagnosed with COVID-19. Now, these unit blocks in Moorhead Street are home to several elderly Russian Jewish residents, as you said, but the Jewish News understands that no community members have contracted the virus. I spoke this week to Rabbi Eli Schlanger from Chabad Bondi, the Friends of Refugees of Eastern Europe. He frequently visits these buildings in Moorhead Street and sees the elderly residents, keeps them some company, brings them some food. He says, we made calls to our members, and to the best of our knowledge, no members of our community have been affected by COVID. He says these residents are in good spirits. They're taking walks. They're not locked in. Last Friday, volunteers from the Russian-speaking Jewish community delivered food hampers for these residents in the affected towers. From the beginning of lockdown, these volunteers have been delivering 300 meals a week to residents, and Rabbi Schlanger thanked Mila Rodov from Mila's Kosher Catering and all the volunteers. He says they've been incredible. They've made a huge impact on people's lives and have brought smiles and tears of joy to people's faces.
Evan, moving back to Melbourne, what is the latest with Malka Leifer? At the moment, it is in front of the court committal hearing in Melbourne.
Yes, that's right. There was a two-day adjournment over Sukkot on Tuesday and Wednesday, and the committal hearing resumed on Thursday. This committal hearing is to determine whether Malka Leifer will stand trial on 74 charges of child sexual abuse dating back to 2004 and 2008 while she was the principal of the Adas Israel School in Elsternwick. This committal hearing heard from a counsellor, Hannah Rabinowitz is her name. She told the Melbourne Magistrates Court that she declined to divulge her recollections of counselling sessions with these sisters, the alleged victims of Malka Leifer, because she feared legal action from these women. On Thursday, Josh Ehrlich, the ex-husband of Darcy Ehrlich, gave evidence in that committal hearing, and They were also hearing from Dr. Vicky Gordon, Esther Spiegelman, and Sharon Bromberg. These are witnesses called before the committal hearing. There isn't a lot we can say, Nita. It is before the courts, but this committal hearing is determining whether Malka Leifer will stand trial on these charges. She was extradited from Israel to Melbourne in January this year. This is 7 years after Victoria Police filed an extradition request with Israel to bring her back to Australia. This committal hearing continues.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Evan, St. Ives on the north shore of Sydney, it's a big Jewish community, and Kehilat Masada, the synagogue there, has a new rabbi.
Yes, and a new Rebbetzin too. Netanel is his name, Nati is his nickname, and Rebbetzin Deb Friedler. They are joining the congregation next year. Israeli-born Rabbi Friedler has been the senior rabbi at Auckland Hebrew Congregation since 2014, but he is no stranger to Australia. He previously served at Perth Hebrew Congregation and the Carmel School in Perth from 2012 to 2014, and at Adelaide Hebrew Congregation between 2010 and 2012. Rebbetzin Deb Friedler is a New Zealand native. They will arrive in Australia with their family at the end of this year, and they commence at Kehilat Masada at the beginning of 2022. We wish them both Mazel Tov and good luck in their new roles. We spoke to the couple in this week's Jewish News. You can read all about it in this week's edition.
Evan, before we go, it is 1 year anniversary of the Abraham Accord, and there is some Australian connection now.
There is, Nita. Time flies. I remember watching that historic ceremony. It was early, early in the morning. Donald Trump was still the president. Benjamin Netanyahu, he was still the prime minister. A lot changes in 1 year. Of course, neither of those are still in power. But the Abraham Accords, the agreement between the United Arab Emirates, between Bahrain and between Israel, still stands 1 year on. And we spoke this week to Ron Gerstenfeld. He is the top diplomat from Israel in Australia, the deputy chief of mission. He says that the 1 year anniversary of these accords proves that peace truly can be achieved. Now, the Australian angle that you mentioned, Nitsa, over the weekend, last weekend in Canberra, the Telstra Tower was illuminated with the colours of the Israeli and the United Arab Emirates flags to mark 1 year since this agreement was signed. And Ron Gerstenfeld from the embassy spoke to the Jewish News. He says that this anniversary is a living testimony of how the region could fulfil its potential for the good of all the people if we eradicate extremism and fundamentalism. There are some quotes here as well. Naftali Bennett, the new prime minister, he says relations between the Arab Emirates, between Israel, are only at their beginning. These unprecedented agreements are a new chapter in the history of peace in the Middle East. Our front cover this week, the Telstra Tower, the National Carillon Towers in Canberra, lit up with the colours of the UAE and the Israeli flags. It's a really nice front page.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much, and Chag Sameach. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.